Hello and welcome to the Domestic Cricket Podcast, where we discuss the latest news, big stories, player movements, fixtures results, classic matches, and of course, interviews with domestic and international cricketers. So if you're a fan of the Sheffield Shield, One Day Cup, or a cricket fan in general, you'll love this podcast. I'm your co-host, Caleb Bland, along with Sam Fitzgibbon. We hope you enjoy this episode. Back to the Domestic Cricket Podcast, episode 5 of the 2020-2021 season. Today, it's fantastic. We welcome back Sam Fitzgibbon. Sam, great to have you back again.
Yeah, it's good to be back on the show.
And we've got a lot to talk about on today's episode, so stay tuned for what's coming up. Okay, so taking a look around the grounds, we'll take a quick recap of round 2's matches in the Marr-Sheffield Shield. The first match, the New South Wales Blues opened their title defence campaign with the first match of the tournament for them. They played the Western Australian side at Gladys Elphick Park, also known as Park 25. New South Wales batted first, declaring 6 for 443. The runs came from Moses Henriquez, 167 off 276 balls, strike rate of 60. Followed by Daniel Solway scoring a solid 86 off 273. He was defending well. He had played some good shots there as well. Very slow strike rate, just 31.5, but I guess it doesn't really matter. He got his side into a non-losable position, really. Peter Neville scored 56 not out of 66. It's great to see him scoring quickly, which is quite rare for the New South Wales veteran keeper. And Sean Abbott scored a quick fire 60 not out of 78. Western Australia then batted. They were bowled out for 534. And Sam Whiteman, the opening batter, scored 114 off 242. And then, of course, as many of you heard, Cameron Green came agonisingly short, controversially short of a double century, scoring 197 off 438 balls. And that innings has basically got him into test side contention, with Alan Border saying he's got to be in our best 12, which is great for such a young player who's made his name in the Sheffield Shield. And then Matthew Kelly scored 89 off 89, batting at number 9, which was great to see the young bowler making some runs. And then didn't leave much time for any sort of result, barring a miracle. New South Wales played it out safe, finishing 2 for 107 before a draw was declared. Curtis Patterson making 48 and Nick Larkin opening, scoring 33 not out, carrying his bat. And moving on to the round 2nd match between South Australia Redbacks and the Tasmanian Tigers, which was played at Karen Rolton Oval, and it was on Fox Sports. It was on TV for the first time in over 2 decades. It's been a long time coming, but it's great to see the Sheffield Shield return to our television screens. South Australia batted first, so I bowled out for 195. It was an excellent bowling innings by the Tigers, my Tassie Tigers. Harry Nielsen scored 64 off 164, a gritty knock, and Chad Sayers scored 30 off 57, along with the opener from the ACT, Henry Hunt scoring 30 off 89. In the bowling, Bo Webster took 3 wickets for 26, Nathan Ellis, Siddle and Bird took 2 wickets apiece, with Tom Andrews making his Tigers debut. Then Tigers batted, declaring for 493, 8 wickets down. Charlie Wakeham scored 83 off 205, a slow knock, but what the Tigers were after. Ben McDermott was agonisingly short of a century, scoring 90 off 191. Jake Doran followed him, scoring 112 off 229, I believe his second first-class century, and Tim Payne. What innings that was, 111 for the Aussie skipper, not out, bringing it up in style with a smashing shot to square leg to bring up his third first-class century. They declared and needed to bowl South Australia out. South Australia, however, batted their hearts out with Travis Head, the Test batsman, scoring 171 not out off only 265 balls. Callum Ferguson scored a valuable 40, along with Henry Hunt scoring 46.
So, taking a look at the fixtures for round three, which start this Friday. The first game, Western Australia versus Tasmanian Tigers at Gladys Elphick Park, Adelaide.
The second match, Victoria finally make their debut for the 2020-2021 Sheffield Shield season. They will take on South Australia at Glenelg. ACH Group Stadium. It's had a lot of name changes recently, but it's the ground that hosted the 2015-16 Sheffield Shield final in front of a massive crowd, which saw the Victorian Bush Rangers win their first of their classic three-peat.
And the third game of the round, New South Wales Blues versus Queensland Bulls, Karen Rolton Oval.
Yep, that'll be great to see the State of Origin clash live on Fox Sports.
But all we get is talking about the story.
Alrighty, it's great to have Sam Fitzgibbon back after a 2 week hiatus. So we're going to give him the classic match of the week this week. So take it away, Sam.
Something's going on. I think the scorecard went missing.
Hold up, try that again.
Alrighty, as we welcome back Sam Fitzgibbon back onto the podcast after a 2 week hiatus, we decided we're going to give him the classic match of the week. So what's your classic match, Sam?
So it was my first ever JLT, was it?
Yeah, I think it was a JLT Cup then.
JLT One Day Cup game, New South Wales versus Victoria at North Sydney Oval. It was a day nighter.
I think the Blues.
So.
Yeah, Blues. Was it? Yeah, from memory. Yeah, it was the Blues. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It was a, it
How
was
is
a,
the
it was
Blues?
that was a match where it was abandoned, wasn't it? Yeah, it was abandoned due to a poor wicket. Because I remember
Was
we
it?
left, we had to leave about an hour before the match would have ended,
Oh,
and
yeah.
the wicket was there was something wrong with the wicket, or it might have even been the outfield or the lighting. They didn't really specify, and it was leaving everyone in a bit of mystery.
Yeah, so Victoria ended up winning.
Yeah, obviously the away
So.
team. Well, they had to change the rules after that match for who gets the points on a faulty wicket. But at that point in time, the home team was in charge of a wicket. If anything was dangerous about that wicket, they would lose points. But they've since changed that, as we saw in the Sheffield Shield match last year at the MCG between the Bush Rangers and the Western Australia team, where it was abandoned on day one. Both teams shared the points, but back in 2017 that wasn't the case.
Yep, so I'll just run through the scorecard quickly. New South Wales didn't have too many big scores. Nick Maddison, 28 off 47. And then other than that, Doug Bollinger
Dougie,
batting last,
cult
got
hero.
30 of 34.
Well, if Dougie's top scoring, you know there's something wrong. Taking nothing away from Dougie, he was an excellent batter at times, but obviously batting 11. He shouldn't be carrying your team's run total.
And running through the Victoria score sheet, Matt Short opening the batting, 43 of 50. And then, other than that, Seb Gotch, 25 not out at the end after
So what did they actually finish on
finished
before
on
it was called off?
4 for 108.
Oh, okay, so they were
It says,
very close to winning anyway.
yeah.
So what's that? 37 runs away from victory. But I think they might have actually played it as Duckworth Lewis method
Oh.
from memory.
And that's my classic match for the week.
Alrighty, welcome to Fan Corner, where we chat to a massive fan of the Sheffield Shield during this segment, and see their thoughts and opinions on their teams, matches, and also the state of the competition. Now we're joined by my younger brother, Ethan Bland, once again, this time not as co-host, but on Fan Corner. Ethan, great to have you back on the podcast once again. You're a massive New South Wales Blues fan. What did you make of their first match against Western Australia last week?
Yeah, look, Caleb, thanks for having me back on the podcast. I've been dying for the start of the Sheffield Shield season, and it was really exciting for me to watch the New South Wales Blues in their first match. And Moses Honrika's 167 was really good to watch.
Yeah, look, Moses batted perfectly. And obviously I'm a Tigers supporter, but would have been hard for you to have to wait an extra week and a bit for the Blues to open their campaign, obviously in round two. But it's great to hear that you're excited about your New South Wales Blues, who could go back-to-back. They've certainly got a great side. Do you reckon they will go back-to-back?
Yeah, I think we've got potential.
Alrighty, so I haven't done this in a while, but it's time for Angry Talk. Now, this week's topic is kind of bittersweet. The Sheffield Shield was put back on our TV screens for the first time in about two decades via Fox Cricket. Now, you're probably all wondering, how can you be disappointed about that? Now, that's because the coverage on Fox Cricket is the same as the coverage brought to you by the Cricket Network on Apple TV and the Cricket Australia Live app. Now, Fox Cricket, they had the time, they had the potential, and they certainly have the amount of commentators it took to broadcast this match, yet they chose to, you know, have a poor quality live stream through their Fox Cricket services when they have a very, very capable Fox broadcasting team, TV crew, commentators. You know, the whole production team could have got down to Adelaide for this match, but they've chose to shun the Sheffield Shield once again and giving us no more than what we already had via the Cricket Australia live stream for the Sheffield Shield, which we've had for a number of years now. So, Fox Cricket, you've got to be joking. Give the Sheffield Shield the respect it deserves. Thanks for backing me up, Sam Fitzgibbon.
So, that's it for yet another episode of the Domestic Cricket Podcast. It was good to be back on the show.
Yeah, it was great to have you back, Sam, for episode 5 of the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 2020-2021 summer.
Good to have Ethan.
Good to have Ethan Bland as well, my younger brother. Great to have him back on the podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to like and subscribe if you're on YouTube, and like this video and follow us if you're watching us via Podbean. Keep an eye on our Instagram and Facebook for the latest news. We've got some high-profile interviews coming up, so stay tuned for that, and enjoy the Sheffield Shield. Thank you for joining us on the Domestic Cricket Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Domestic Cricket Podcast and on Facebook. This has been another presentation by the Domestic Cricketers.